Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Vitamin A is very important to a newborn calf's immune system. The calves get their vitamin A from colostrum, which they need to fight off bacterial infection, according to Nebraska Extension Specialist Mary Dronowski. She says vitamin A benefits the eyes, skin, respiratory system, and digestive tracts.
The calf, especially that young calf, is probably the most susceptible to vitamin A deficiency in the cow-calf system. And thus, we really, if we look at the requirements of the cow relative to what she needs to provide enough for the calf, it's night and day. I mean, to meet a cow's requirements, it doesn't take that much. But to actually get that colostrum fortified enough to meet the calf's requirement, it was a lot more than we thought. And there were some really interesting things that we learned along the way with doing some of this research. So the first thing that we need to be clear on is that fresh pasture, so green grass, has a lot of vitamin A precursors and thus is a great way to build a cow's stores in her liver. And then we start thinking about other feedstuffs, like in the winter, and how much vitamin A precursors they would have. And this is where things get a little bit interesting. I think one of the key things that people need to make sure they understand is that the colostrum is the key here. And so colostrum formation starts, you know, prior to calving. And actually, while we're not exactly sure how long prior to calving, it's longer than probably what most people think. So a lot of times we say 2 months is when it kind of starts forming. So the period of late gestation, like the last 3 months of pregnancy, are probably the most important in terms of the supplementation of the cow to meet the calf's need after it is born. Supplementing during lactation is really not effective. The other thing I think is important to understand is that depending on what they're consuming, right, the level that they need is going to be different. But a lot of people think, well, if my cows have good stores, then she can use those stores to fortify the colostrum. And in fact, that is what I thought going into this research. And I thought, well, as long as they maintain their stores, or at least enough of them, we would be good to go. And we did a project out at US Mark, which was very enlightening to me. So we took these cows, came off pasture, we sampled them at the start of the winter, and they had very, very high levels of vitamin A in their liver, which is what we would have expected. By the end of the winter, right before calving in the spring, they had decreased their vitamin A significantly. We did not supplement very much vitamin A. We supplemented about a third of what we would say the supplemental requirement is. But we had a diet that had alfalfa and corn silage and then some concentrate in there. So we thought, oh, with these good stores, they'll be good to go with, you know, a pretty decent diet here, right? And in fact, they still had adequate levels of vitamin A in their liver by the time they started calving. However, when we looked at the calf 30 days after calving, what we found is that all of those calves were deficient. So what was in the liver was not enough for them to be able to fortify the colostrum significantly enough to meet the calf's requirement. So we did a little deep dive into some literature, and we realized that the data actually suggests that what they can put into colostrum is about 40% of what is in colostrum comes from the liver of the cow and about 60% from the diet. And so because our diet wasn't very high, we just didn't get enough in the colostrum. And that was a game changer in my mind, because that shifted how I was thinking about things. I was thinking I just needed to get enough into the cow, right, to make sure her stores didn't get depleted before she calved. And in fact, now I have to start thinking about in late gestation, I need to supply enough vitamin A to fortify the colostrum, which is a different thought process.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.